instructional accommodations and testing accommodations are both addressed within the IEP, and once they're in there, it's the requirement that they be provided, as it's indicated. Within the IEP team, when a school psychologist is included, or an assessment expert has to be included, that's the person who should take the lead, because that person has the background to really understand the purpose of assessment and take the lead in terms of working through the issues of which accommodations should be applied and where. And there's variation in terms of state policies. That's something to take into consideration. There are states that allow accommodations whether a student has a disability or not. I happen to think those states have it correct, because I think that functional impairments that affect testing can be apparent in students that don't have disabilities. The IEP team should provide as much guidance as possible in terms of which accommodations are appropriate in different settings. For instance, a read-aloud accommodation is often considered an acceptable way to address a reading fluency impairment on an algebra test, but it wouldn't be an acceptable accommodation on a reading comprehension test. And so to the degree that that type of information can be laid out by the IEP team, that will be good guidance. It really, though, comes back to each situation, whether it's the teacher doing a classroom test or classroom instruction or the general achievement test, you need to find testing accommodations that address those access skills but do not undermine the targeted skill or knowledge that you're trying to test or the area that you're trying to instruct.